I'd been sitting watching the Disney Channel with my daughter, and I saw an advert for Movie Star Planet, and the end credits say it come up and says, "Would you always ask parents' permission before going online, and always be careful in chat rooms?" Now, as soon as I seen the chat rooms, I thought, "Oh dear." So Brian was sitting across from me, so I asked for her iPad. Looked at it, and this an age-appropriate game, and I'd played it with her before. It's just a dressing-up game, and they go for snacks and coffee and a kind of mall kind of thing, and they meet up with their friends, which I genuinely thought were cyber friends. But as soon as I got the iPad, I looked into it, and in messages there was a few men, boys, had sent her messages asking her to get into private chat rooms, what age she was, and if she wanted to be their girlfriend and stuff. So she got a bit of a fright. We deleted the game, and I sat and explained the dangers of the internet.
Did she tell you that these boys were messaging her?
No, she never replied to any, so I don't think she's really picked up what was going on, kind of thing. I think, and I read a few of the other messages, and they were for some people, and it was exchanging autographs or something. So she'd gave autographs to these other people, but when they'd asked to get into private chat rooms, I couldn't see that she'd chatted to them or anything. So I dare say but she never told me. I don't think she's thought there's been any harm in it.
How did you feel when you saw these messages?
Absolutely gutted. That I thought, I'm quite strict with Bryony. I look at her iPad all the time. She tells me what she's about to download, what game she plays. I check her photos. She doesn't have social networking. So I felt terrible. I did feel terrible, the fact that I'd allowed her to maybe end up in danger.
Did you think that maybe some of these people that were saying they were boys were actually predators? Was that your worry?
Uh-huh. It's the first thing these days you think, I mean, it's drummed into our heads how easy it is for these predators to obviously get into to kids' games and play and think, make on they're just either girls, either boys, either... And Bryony's quite naive, and as I say, it's an age-appropriate game, and she's playing away quite the thing. But no, I did feel terrible. I felt bad.
Is it quite upsetting for you that you've had to go and explain these dangers to a 9-year-old? Mm-hmm,
definitely. I feel absolutely gutted. I mean, Bryony didn't know what a paedophile was, and I've had to explain to her what they are, and never ever put her photos on the internet, never ever tell anybody what school she goes to, her name, her address. Don't ever, and if anybody ever sends her a message in any game or anything, she's to come and tell me now. And I think she has got a fright. And it's a sad, sad day when you have to tell a 9-year-old the dangers of the world. They should be kids. They should be out enjoying themselves and be able to go to the park and come back and go on the internet and do things that kids should be doing. But it's obviously the sick world we live in. Totally different now.
Now you say you're quite careful with our iPad and you check everything.
Very, I'm not very, I'm a kind of technophobe, so I didn't know that you could beef up security and stuff on it. But as I say, Bryony's quite forthcoming with what she's about to download. She tells me what she's playing. And as I say, I do check it on a regular basis. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with the games that she had. I really, really didn't. I mean, I thought me being quite careful, no giving her Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, I was doing the right thing, and it just shows you how easy this can happen in an age-appropriate game for kids. That it just, I mean, it was just so girly, and she showed me it. We were sitting playing it together, and she was like showing me her different hair colours and what outfit she'd bought, and I mean, it just seems, it didn't make me think until I seen that advert. I seen the advert and it told me about the always ask permission, and that's when the penny dropped and there it was.
What would you say to other parents that maybe don't check iPads and
just
things?
Give them a wee check over and just be aware what your kids are doing on the internet. I mean, it just takes one wee stumble for them to find something that they shouldn't be looking at, or a game, as I say, how easy that was to go on. I mean, I told her it was fine to download it. I looked into it, and I feel just always be careful, always check, even just a wee 5-minute look through every week just to check and see what they're up to. It's just better to be safe than sorry.